Lawrence from Maryville over Dean from Northview. That will end the second period. Going into the third period, it will be Dean's choice. Dean chooses down. Score still 9-2. Lawrence over Dean. Dean will take that bottom position that all wrestlers, for the most part, will take, hoping to gain the advantage and get that one-point escape. It is an attitude. Nobody should hold you down there. Unfortunately, some folks do hold you down. Those wrestlers that are good on top, that would definitely not be a place to be. Lawrence has cut him several times already, so that is a good place to go. Lawrence decides to ride Dean out here in the third period, putting in a wing and a bar. Looking to turn Dean on bottom. And he has him turned, picking up near fall. Turned with a wing and a bar. 1:25 left to go in the third period. 3-point near fall for Lawrence. Score is now 12-2. Minute 15 left. Looking to turn again. Picking up near fall points with 1 minute left to go. Dean needs to fight to his belly. Keep from getting pinned. A lot of fight out of Dean. Three more near fall points for Lawrence on top. The score is now 15-2 with 35 seconds left to go in the third period. Cradle attempt on top by Lawrence. He's a little high on it. But there are only 12 seconds remaining in the match. Although he's high, seems to maintain control. That is the time. That is the third period. Jamal Lawrence from Maryville moves on to 44-1 on the year. We have an update at 140 pounds. Nick Wapple from Perry Meridian will face Reese Kennedy from Fairfield. Colin Carlucci from Plainfield will wrestle Andrew Howe from Hanover Central. Justin Combs from Muncie Southside will wrestle Corey Fornell from Rochester. Jason Kelsey from Southmont will wrestle Sean Bircher from Jasper. Next match, Evan Miller from Northridge is wrestling Eric Awe from Perry Meridian. Coach Michelin and I for Northwood have wrestled Evan, not personally, but our man at 145 pounds has wrestled Evan Miller. Kyle Whitmer wrestled him several times this year and beat him in the sectional finals. They met up again in the regional finals where Whitmer was tech-falled by Miller, both advancing to the semi-state. Kyle Whitmer got pinned in the third period against a very tough Deutsch from Columbia City. Evan Miller obviously advanced the state. Score is 0-0. Miller has given up the takedown. It is Eric Awe from Perry Meridian on top, 2-0, with 1 minute left to go in the first period. There's that hammer lock. Evan Miller fights out of it, gets the escape out of it. 1 point escape. Scores now two for Awe, one, Miller. Twenty-five seconds left to go in the first period. 2-1. Miller down by one. Has wrist control. Looks to drag out, get an angle. Trying to set up the shot. That will end the first period. Miller's choice. Miller will defer. Most wrestlers will defer so they can have the choice into the third period. Awe will take down. Miller is signaling for an optional start. Cuts. Awe. Scores now 3-1. Eric Awe from Perry Meridian over Nathan Miller from Northridge. Awe pounding away at the head. Getting Miller to react, looking for a shot. Once again, lock it into that collar tie. Nice level change to a duck by Awe. Trying to get the angle. Miller scrambles. Miller looking to come out the back, hoping not to get caught. Front headlock by Awe. Miller circles to his feet. 57 seconds left to go in the second period. Out of bounds, both men back to the center. Russian tie, changing it off, looking for that angle for Miller. Still has that elbow control, but has his head on the mat. Not a good place to be. Circles out to better position. 30 seconds left to go in the end of the second period. Miller is down by 2 points now. Stumbles out of bounds. Awe takes a shot, both men out of bounds. Back to the center, 20 seconds, 6 seconds left to go. Benji Dolly from Mishawaka will be advancing, wins 14-6. Five seconds left to go. Both men locked in that collar tie position. That is the end of the second period. Score is one, Nathan Miller from Northridge. Three, Eric Awe from Perry Meridian. Miller takes neutral. That's an interesting choice. Interesting choice. If he takes bottom and gets one, it's a 1-point match. He needs a takedown just to tie the match now. Another nice level change to a duck by Awe. Miller chases him out of bounds. Quarter turn on the edge by Awe. Minute 32 left in the match. Miller needs a takedown to tie this up. Miller looking for that elbow control. Miller has been very successful with the fireman's carry throughout this tournament. Have not seen any level changes or carries for Miller in this match. Snap in the head. On his knees, needs to scramble up. Both wrestlers locked in that collar tie. 46 seconds left to go in the third period. Miller still is down by two. 25 seconds left to go. Finally, a shot attempt by Miller. Miller caught underneath. Awe has the front headlock. 10 seconds left to go, folks. Miller needs a big move. Chasing all around. Awe scrambles. Circling. Not to look to get caught in anything now. That is the final, folks. Nathan Miller is defeated by Eric Awe from Perry Meridian. Nathan Miller, very nice kid. Wish well for Nathan. Going to switching over to mat four. We're watching Kyle Sobowitz from Hanover Central. Senior who's 39-7 is wrestling Mick Heron from Peru, his 42-5 on the season. The score right now, into the second period. Heron is down by 2 points and is in the down position. Starting the second period. Sokowitz riding Heron on top. Both wrestlers, seniors, hoping to advance. I will apologize now to Kyle for murdering his last name. Kyle is in the maroon from Hanover Central. We have an escape by Heron from Peru. The score is now 2-1 with a minute 28 to go in the second period. 1 point match. Heron shoots in with his head down. Kyle counters with a front headlock. Out of bounds. Both wrestlers to the center. 1:11 left to go in the second period. No control yet. No control yet. Circling to that boundary line, out of bounds. Heron shoots in on another shot with his head down, but drives up to a body lock. Looks to score on the line, but doesn't. Knees hit the boundary line before he scored. Score is still 2-1. Kyle from Hanover Central leading Mike Heron from Peru in the black and gold. 35 seconds left to go in the second period. We have a warning call on Kyle from Hanover. Heron from Peru initiating several shots. Kyle's now in on a deep single leg, switching off to a double and scores. So 17 seconds left to go in the first period. Score is 4-1. Kyle from Hanover Central. Going by Kyle's first name. Last name is Sobowitz. Sopkowitz. We are going into the third period. Sobowitz from Hanover Central is leading 4-1 over Heron from Peru. Heron on top. Starting out on top in the third period. Sobowitz to his feet, looking for hand control, getting a hip out. Heron brings him back down to the mat. We have an escape by Kyle. The score is now 5-1. Kyle over Heron from Peru. Minute 32 left in the match. Heron in on an outside single. Had the back side, but no longer has it. Kyle slips around the corner and scores two. Throws in a half and starts riding on the wrists. Digging out, looking for a hammerlock. Going out of bounds. The score is now 7-1. Sopowitz from Hanover Central over Ninmik Heron from Peru. 59 seconds left in the match. A little back arch by Heron on bottom, trying to clear his hips, finds himself in a bad position, caught on his back, gives up two near fall points, making it 9-1. Kyle from Hanover Central on top. 32 seconds left to go in the match. Sobowitz turning, Heron in a half. Picking up some more back points, near fall points. Looking for the fall with 17 seconds left to go in the match. I really like seeing wrestlers fight like this. Not giving it up. Not giving in. That's what makes the sport great. Time is off the clock. Heron fights and keeps from getting pinned. The score is 12-1. Kyle Sobowitz from Hanover Central will advance. Switching back to mat 3 action. With match 69. We have James Lewis, who's 38-1 from Norwell. Justin Gust, wrestling Justin Gust from Maryville, who is 33-13. Both wrestlers seniors. Looks to be Gust on bottom, caught in a headlock, fighting off. Lewis from Norwell is leading right now, 7-0. We have 20 seconds left to go in the match. Once again, you really like to see those wrestlers fight off their back and make it all 3 periods. Five seconds left to go. James Lewis from Norwell is your winner. 10-0 over Justin Gust. We're staying on mat 3 action. We have updates at the 145-pound weight class. For tomorrow's matches, Casey Bradley will be from Muncie Southside will be wrestling Chad Biddle from Portage. Mike Sands from Hanover Central will be wrestling Brian Jansen from East Central. Jamal Lewis from Maryville will be wrestling Eric All, which we followed both of those matches. Then we will have Nate Shear from Belmont wrestling Cooper Samuels from Floyd Central. That is at the 145-pound weight class. We are at match 70 on mat 3. This is Kevin Clem from Perry Meridian, wrestling Jerry Johnson from Avon, both wrestlers seniors. Kevin Clem is in the navy blue and light blue. Jerry Johnson from Avon in the black and gold. Avon Orioles. Score is 0-0, minute 4 left in the first period. Pounding away on the head, both wrestlers pounding away. Looking to find the advantage, looking for the angle. Clem looking to score, going out of bounds. Out of bounds, potentially dangerous. Going against the knee. Seconds left to go in the first period. Score is still 0-0. Both wrestlers pounding, level changing. Although the match is scoreless, this is a great match. Both wrestlers aggressive, going after it, looking to win, looking to advance into tomorrow's state finals. That will end the first period. Score is still 0-0 going into the second period. Perry Meridian has choice and will take bottom. When the score is 0-0 going in that second period, you must take that bottom position. If the match does continue into a double overtime, the first wrestler to score will have the chance to choose top or bottom. Once again, that bottom position is one that most coaches like to be in because we feel like that's an attitude you can score from. And he does score right off the bat. We had a caution. Oh, he cut him. Jerry Johnson from Avon had a false start, had a caution. So they cut him. Cut Clem. Clem scores first. Score is 1-0, going out of bounds. 1:33 left to go in the second period. After this match, I will be switching you back over to Randy Mitchell with more high school state finals action on broadcastsports.net. 1 minute, 7 seconds left to go in the second period. Score is still 1-0. Kevin Clem on top. Kevin's record is 47-5. Jerry Johnson's record is 31-8. Both wrestlers still pounding away, looking to find that advantage, looking to get that angle. Nice low outside sweep by Clem from Perry Meridian. Clem chasing around, looking for that outside carry. It's not there. Jerry Johnson chases him out of bounds. Flies into the scorer's table. Out of bounds with 14 seconds left to go in the second period. We have a warning right at the buzzer, ending this second period. Warning on red. We have a warning for Jerry Johnson for stalling. Score is 1-0. We have another caution by Johnson on bottom this time. Very anxious in the referee's position today. Clem riding that ankle on top, which would also constitute stalling, but comes off of it to a half. Spiral ride. coming off the hips. Very safe not to be called for stalling. Going out of bounds. It is Clem from Perry Meridian. One. Johnson from Avon. Zero. If Johnson can escape, it will tie the match up at one apiece. Johnson has been warned for stalling and has two cautions on him. Wing on for Clem on top, doing everything he can to ride this match out. Went out of bounds, no change in control. Or no change in control. Johnson still on bottom. Minute 20 left to go in the third period. Clem riding high, staying under the arms. Breaking Johnson flat. Has a leg in on the opposite side. Controlling those hips. Possibly going to give up a stalling call for covering those hips. But at this point in the match, could possibly afford that. Both legs in, not deep. Clem high, 32 seconds left in the match. Johnson needs an escape to tie this match. We have a stalemate with 28 seconds left to go in the third period. Johnson needs that escape. My partner, Randy Michelin, calling a switch off bottom for the reversal. I would say he got that one going out of bounds, but the official didn't see it that way. Said hands were still locked and there was no change in control. Crowd does not like it. 23 seconds left to go. Johnson needs to fight to his feet. 13 seconds left to go. Trying a Granby roll. Clem follows on his feet. Locked hands. We have a locked hands call with 4 seconds left to go. Locked hands ties the match up. One apiece. 4 seconds left to go. If Johnson can score an escape, he will win. Perry Meridian coach not happy with the call. Yeah, it was a locked hands from where I see it. If he didn't lock hands, he was definitely going to give up the one point going out of bounds. We have an overtime match on mat three. Clem from Perry Meridian, Johnson from Avon, both seniors looking to advance. Johnson in on a low shot, puts his head down. Clem counters with a front headlock. Both men back to their feet, slugging away. Both men clubbing away at the head. Very aggressive match. Johnson walking into that single. Johnson has been warned for stalling. It would be possible to pick up another stalling call and lose the match. Clem on another single. Johnson fighting it. Going out of bounds. 26 seconds left to go in overtime. Johnson takes a shot, which will probably keep him out of the stalling warning. Gets a little deep going around the corner. Tries a lateral. Lateral drop with 11 seconds left to go. Tries a lateral with 11 seconds left to go and loses the match. Not a time to be desperate. Should have taken it into the double overtime. Try to ride him out. That's just the way it goes. This is Rod Lone. I will be turning this over to Randy Michelin You are listening to the Indiana High School State Wrestling Finals on broadcastsport.net. Thank you for listening. Now we're out to match 77. This is Randy Mitchell. I'm back here on broadcastsport.net. You're watching match 77 right now between Jesse Whaley of New Pal and Calvin Boodle of Southridge. Just started out, got his headset back on, and also I see him throwing, so I'm not quite sure what happened there. And they're going to give a takedown to New Pal's Jesse Whaley, I don't know. It's one of the two. So the score now is 2-1 after he cuts Calvin. Oh, they're taken down out of bounds. Always a scary situation. Laying on the hard gym floor or the hard cement here at Conseco. This is the 160 weight class. Nice throw there by New Pal's Jesse Whaley. He's got the setting it right in. And he's got a minute 10 here to try to pin him. If I'm Wally, I kind of hold him tight. Circles out front. Overhooks the head. Settles back in front. Going for the pin here. Going for the pin, and it's close. Calvin's not giving up on bottom. Both seniors in here. Jesse Whaley is 35-0, and Calvin Boodle is 42-3. For Calvin, you got 30 seconds. Try to fight off your back and try to make it into the next period of action. It's close, folks. And that's a pin. Jesse Whaley of New Pal goes 36-0 and advances in the state tournament and beats Calvin Buttle of Southridge by a fall. The next matchup here on mat 3 will be Caleb Gaff, 42-1 senior from Central Noble, versus Ryan Kaufman, 40-1 senior from Rensselaer Central. Pair of seniors here, both with one loss apiece. Should be a good match here at 160 pounds. Currently on mat 4 at 171 pounds. Jurdot, Columbia City, and Aaron Shuttler of Harrison, West Lafayette are wrestling, and Columbia City is up 6-2 in the second period. A toss by Kaufman. Gaff was on his back. Couple quick throws here in these last couple matches here on mat 3. Gaff fights off his back for now. Just like that, 5-0, Ryan Kaufman leading Caleb Gaff of Central Noble. Scores 5-0, minute 14 left to go here in the first period of action. Gaff tries a reversal, not there. Kaufman worked for back points. Looks like he's trying to set up a Turk, maybe, or Jacob's ride. Gaff in maroon on bottom, Kaufman in red and black on top.
Kaufman trying to get some back points here. Unsuccessful attempt. And he gave him some back points. I have lost all. Hello, hello, hello. Score is 8-0 here in the second period of action here on mat 3 between Caleb Gaff and Ryan Kaufman. Kaufman leads. Kaufman leads right now, currently 8-0 over Gaff. Both on their feet. Minute 37 left to go here in the second period of action. 130 and counting. 8-0. Kaufman of Rensselaer Central. If you're just joining us, we're broadcastsport.net broadcasting the 68th annual Wrestling State Championship here in beautiful Kosigo Fieldhouse. And we're currently at 160 pounds here on mat 3. Another takedown there for Ryan Kaufman. Puts him up 10-0. Currently working leg ride. Seconds left to go here in the second period. Gaff trails Kaufman 10-0. Not much really going on here, folks. As you can tell. Going for some more back points here. Ref's counting. Two-point near fault for Kaufman. Puts him up 12-0. Going into the final period of action. Gaff chooses to go on their feet. Gaff needs to throw a golden move here. Probably a headlock or some kind of throw. Take down Kaufman, 14-0, 1 point away from a tech fault. And kind of locks him up a little bit. Needs 1 point. Up 14-0, minute 10 left to go. Gaff trying to find something. Trying to salvage something out of this match. Potential dangerous. Gaff stands up. Kaufman drops the single. Gaff looking for a switch. And he gets it. Score is 14-2. Kaufman leading Gaff. Here there's a 160-pound matchup. Seconds left. 15-2. Gaff needs to try to throw a throw or something. 20 seconds left. Ooh. Nice try by Gaff trying to take down Kaufman. Now Gaff shoots. Coffin out in the front headlock position. Circles behind. Ooh. And that's the end of the match. Coffin wins over Gaff 15-2. Here's some quick updates for you. Your 152-pound winners are Kurt Kinzer of Bloomington South, fall. Mike Robertson of South and Riley, 43 decision. Vince McAfee, Adam Central, 12-10. Porter Ben Davis, Tech Fault, 20-5. James Lewis of Norwell, 10-0 decision. Kevin Clem, Perry Meridian, 3-1 overtime. Seth Teeters, Bloomington North, 12-4. Benji Dolly of Mishawaka, 14-6. That's your 152-pound first-round winners. Now we're on to 171 here on mat 3. Match number 85, Ian Hinton of Mishawaka and Derek Fisher of East Noble. Hinton comes into this match 38-0 as a junior, and Derek Fisher is 34-9 as a senior. Ian last year was runner-up, state champion. So Ian has a lot of experience. Lock him up front. Hinton shoots. Outside sweep. Drives it up to his feet. Nice buzz double. Takedown 2. 2-0 Hinton. All over him. East Noble's Derek Fisher stood up there. Hinton picked him up and chopped him before he had even had a chance. 2-0 Hinton. Fisher stands up. Hinton is unable to contain him, and now it's 2-1. Here. Minute 20 left to go here in the first period. Hinton ties him up. Outside carry, takedown 2. 4-1, Hinton advantage. Trying for the head drive, unable to get it. Wants a spiral. Fisher stands up, and they go out of bounds. 4-1 with 57 seconds left to go here in the first period. Hinton leads Fisher. Fisher stands up. Hinton just lets him go. 4-2. 4-2 here in the first period. 40 seconds left to go. Tying up front. Hinton, their outside shot. Nice takedown by Hinton. Score now is 6-2. That was a cross. Ian Hinton's going to cut him with 30 seconds left. 6-3. Shot in. Nice shuck by Hinton. 8-3. 20 seconds left. Fisher to his feet. Hinton pushes, gets him out of bounds. And 8-3. 20 seconds left to go. 8-3. 20 seconds left. Hinton's going to cut him with 20 seconds. 8-4. Hinton ties up. Fisher has the inside tie. Another shot, Hinton. And nothing yet, says the ref. And that's the end of the first period with Hinton leading 8-4. Hinton leading 8-4 in this 171-pound matchup. Hinton deferred choice, and Fisher chose down. Hinton run the spiral ride. Fisher stands up and escape. 8-5 heading in favor. Nothing yet. Hinton tries to shoot. Is out of bounds. 5-8. Fisher trails Hinton with a minute 19 left to go here in this second period of action. Tying up. Hinton pushes them out of bounds. 8-5. Minute left to go. Eight to five still. Both wrestlers not really doing much on their feet. Hinton shoots in, double leg. Can't finish it and is out of bounds. Close to finish it on the edge. Update. In 189 action on mat two, Joe Gibson of Northridge is currently leading 5-1 over Joe Gutner of North Newton. Hinton. Fisher's got the front headlock here. Hinton re-penetrates. High C. Not much going on here. Take down Hinton. Nice little whip there in the leg. Puts him up 10-5 with 11 seconds left to go here in the period. That's the end of the period. Going into the third period, Hinton leads 10-5 over Fisher. Hinton's from Mishawaka, Fisher from East Noble. Hinton chooses down here in the third period. Stands up and gets an escape. 11-5. Not really doing a match. Minute 30 left to go in the match. Both on their feet, 11-5. Hinton advantage. Hinton shoots in, got the leg, got to the outside. And take down Hinton. 13-5, minute 10 left to go here in the match. Fisher needs to find something. Thirteen to six, escape Fisher. Both on their feet, both got collar ties. Hinton tries the Russian. Back to their feet, back to the center. Hinton shoots in. Head drives, takedown. 15-6, 30 seconds left to go. Hinton's pretty much got this one wrapped up as long as he can keep in position. Six, five, three, two, and a one. Hinton will advance for the second time in his career. 15-6. The next match on this mat is going to be Mike Walker of Lawrence Central and Jordan Fish of Madison. And we're going to cut away on broadcastsport.net, 106.7 FM.
This is Rod Long coming to you from BroadcastSport.net. Down in Indianapolis, Conseco Fieldhouse with the Indiana High School Wrestling State Finals. We have an update at the 160-pound weight class. Joseph Wing from Maryville will be wrestling Nate Hodges tomorrow from Southmont. John Schmaltz from Indianapolis Cathedral will be wrestling Brian Deutsch from Columbia City. Jesse Wally from New Pal will be wressling Ryan Kaufman from Rensselaer Central. Kyle Sobowitz, once again, sorry Kyle if I mispronounce that last name, that's a match that we followed earlier, will be wrestling Paul Young from Bloomington South. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Dr. Jeff Javier, congratulating the Penn Kingsmen and the New Prairie Cougars. Is Dr. Jeff Javier and staff. Dr. Javier is located at 132 East Michigan Street in New Carlisle. Give him a call at 654-8822. Best of luck. The Family Barbershop, sending out the best of luck to the Mishawaka Cavemen. Wrestlers, it is the Family Barbershop, located at 221 North Main Street in Mishawaka. The Family Barbershop is owned and operated by Mr. Jerry Brandenburg and Mr. Roger Finney. Give them a call at 255-5171 to set up your next appointment. Next sponsor, Jeff Sinkovitz, attorney at law. Jeff Sinkovitz, attorney at law in Peru, Indiana, specializes in family and criminal law. Mr. Sinkovitz is wishing all local wrestlers representing Miami County the best of luck. Contact Jeff Sinkovitz, attorney at law, at 472-4349. Thank you. The Floor Gallery. The Floor Gallery is located at 403 East Mishawaka Avenue, specializes in all your flooring needs. No job is too big or too small for the Floor Gallery. The Floor Gallery wishes all area wrestlers the best of luck. Call the Floor Gallery at 255-1967. Wright's Flea Market. Wright's Flea Market is located in Pawpaw, Michigan. Owned and operated by Corey Sinkovitz, is sending out good luck to all the dedicated athletes who have worked hard to get to the state finals. Wright's Flea Market is open from mid-April through October on Saturdays and Sundays. Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry. Dr. Scott Hewitt and Dr. Jeff Feltzer from Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry proudly congratulates all local wrestlers for the Mishawaka and South Bend area. If you are wrestling with the thought of seeing a dentist, call 255-5630. The Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry offers, among all other services, laser and cosmetic dentistry. They accept most insurance plans and Medicaid. We have other sponsors we'd like to thank. Verizon Wireless, Hankins Water Tech, Indiana Secondary Market, First Savings Bank, Weaver Electric, Edward Jones, Flick's Home Plate in downtown and outside of Wakarusa, Indiana. Awnings Unlimited and Mapletronics. Thank you for sponsoring this. This has been an outstanding way to promote the sport of wrestling. Wrestling needs all the help that it can. So we are really appreciative at BroadcastSport.net for all of you that participate and contributed to this. Right now, joining you at match 86 on mat 3. Going into the third period, Mike Walker from Lawrence Central is wrestling Jordan Fish from Madison, both seniors. Fish from Madison is leading 7-4 over Mike Walker from Lawrence Central. Walker takes a shot. We have a snap and a float. from Jordan Fish. Fish scores 2 points. Scores now 9-4 with a minute 37 left to go in the third period. Fish riding a half. Barring the far wrist. Punching in a power half. Riding Lawrence out. Minute 12 left to go in the period. Lawrence to his feet with hand control. Fish brings him back to the mat and starts picking up near fall points. Two near fall points is awarded. Digging that wrist out, putting that wrist on his back for a hammer lock. Lawrence rolls it back out. Sorry, Mike Walker from Lawrence Central rolls that out. Jordan Fish from Madison grinding Mike Walker on bottom. 26 seconds left to go into the match. Leg in. Half. Looking to pick up some near fall points. Referee cautious of a potentially dangerous situation. 7 seconds left to go. Match is over. Jordan Fish from Madison will advance to tomorrow's rounds. Joining us on mat four with a local wrestler, Ben Schrock from Goshen, Indiana. At the 215-pound weight class is wrestling. Ben Schrock is wrestling Caleb Vandeman from Whiteland, Indiana. Both wrestlers are seniors. Vandeman is on an outside shot. Schrock counters with a front headlock. Snapping it down. Vandeman shucks him by. Both men scramble out of bounds. Ben Schrock, 39-3. On the season, Ben is in the gray silver singlet with the red trim. Caleb Vandeman from Whiteland. Vandeman is from Whiteland, Indiana. His record is 25-6. Randy Mitchell and I have watched Ben Schrock wrestle throughout this season. Goshen, rivals with Northwood. See them on several occasions throughout the season. Very competitive program. Run by Coach Jim Pickard. We have a scoreless match with 25 seconds left to go in the first period. Ben Schrock working that underhook, looking to get the angle. Can't find it. Nice outside sweep from a big guy at 215 pounds by Vandeman. Vandeman, very light on his feet for a big guy. Going into the second period. Vandeman takes down. Schrock lining up on top. Chop, sit out. Schrock's got good hips, following those hips. Back door coming out with a high turn into a reversal, picking up near fall points off of a high turn into a tilt. Very fast, very light on his feet, Vandeman. Picks up three near fall points. If you're not familiar with how near fall points are scored after a two count, the wrestler is awarded 2 near fall points. If he holds him for 5 seconds, the wrestler is awarded 3 near fall points. We have a 5-0 lead now by Van Diemen over Schrock, looking to get another tilt. You don't see a lot of tilts with the big guys. Van Diemen running those tilts very well for a big guy. I myself wrestled everywhere from 160 to heavyweight throughout my high school and college career. You just don't see too many upper weight guys moving like Van Diemen. Top level kids. Top level kid. Running injury time. Schrock appears to have blood. Van Diemen looks to be the one that's bleeding from the nose or mouth. It's confirmed it's from the mouth. Schrock attempts his inside stand-up. He's brought back down. Schrock has wrist control, fighting out, circling to his feet to a body lock. Schrock needs a score here. Maybe instead of digging underneath there, just score one. It looks like there will be 1 point awarded for an escape. Ben Schrock scores 1 point. The score is Van Diemen 5, Schrock 1. We are running blood time from Schrock now. Not sure where he's bleeding from, but we do have the match stop to be cleaned up. Schrock appears to be bleeding from the nose. Nothing serious out of either wrestler. Van Diemen also getting worked on. Blood time stopped. Both wrestlers are back to the center. 24 seconds left to go in the second period. Schrock working out of the front headlock, looking to score. Van Diemen and double unders, works into double unders. He's controlling that underhook. Out of bounds with 2 seconds left to go in the second period. That will end the second period. We will be going into the third period. 5-1, Van Diemen leading Schrock. We've got more blood time for Van Diemen. Has trainers and coaches checking out that mouth. A very solid looking wrestler. Very quick, very agile, very aggressive. Schrock on bottom, looking to score. He does. Score's now 5-2. Van Diemen over Schrock. Driving out of bounds with 1:34 left to go into the third period. Now on that one. Schrock basically needs two takedowns here to tie the match at six apiece. Van Diemen now in on a tight waist. Schrock counters with a whizzer. Throws him out of bounds. Minute 10 left to go in the match. Schrock needs to go to work here. Both men wet with sweat. Very difficult to hit a throw. We have a warning now on Van Diemen for stalling. Schrock getting after with 57 seconds left to go. Has his work cut out for him. Controlling that underhook. Schrock in on a double. Comes up to a body lock. Is moved out of bounds with 33 seconds left to go in the period in the match. He's down by 3 points. 30 seconds left to go. Almost has to be a 5-point move here now. Has to be a throw to the back. We are down to 20 seconds. Schrock still attacking the legs. Not enough time to score. With 12 seconds, 11 seconds, 10 seconds driving out of bounds. Definitely needs a big move. Possible headlock, underarm throw. There he's jacking up the underhook, burying himself underneath. The takedown will not do him any good, and that is the match. It was 5-2, Van Diemen over Schrock from Goshen. Caleb Van Diemen from Whiteland will be advancing tomorrow. Moving you over to mat 3, match 94. Chico Adams from Perry Meridian. And Wes Smoltz from Brown County. We are to the heavyweight matches here, folks. Ending up the night. Starting to wrap up the night. Here is a update at 171 pounds. Sam Johnson from Avon will be wrestling. Nicholas Cross from New Prairie. Tom Lowe from Warsaw will be wrestling. Philip Glasser from Franklin County. Ian Hinton from Mishawaka will be wrestling Jordan Fish from Madison. Matt Powless from Evansville Memorial will be wrestling Shay Garriott from Columbia City. That is the 170-pound matchups for tomorrow morning. We are at match 94. Going back to match 94. This is the 189-pound weight class. We have Kenny Jordan from Lebanon, who is 32-1. Senior in the black and yellow, wrestling Derek Mullins from Seymour in the purple. He is also a senior. He is 34-2. Great records. Should be a good match. The score is 1-0. Derek Mullins from Seymour's lead. After this match, I will be turning you back over to Randy Michelin. One minute, 23 seconds left to go into the second period. Kenny Jordan takes a shot. He is in double unders. Locked horns, so to speak. Not a lot of action out of either wrestler right now. We have a shot once again from Kenny Jordan from Lebanon. Putting Derek Mullins from Seymour on the defense. Possibly looking to pick up those warnings and stalling calls. Mullins comes charging at him. Nice level change to a low outside ankle pick. Great job by a big guy. Underhook, level change to an outside ankle pick. Far side ankle pick. Don't see that kind of motion very often with a lot of those big guys. And the score is now 2-1. Kenny Jordan from Lebanon now takes the lead with 39 seconds left to go in the second period. We have an escape. Score is tied with 28 seconds left to go. Second period. 2-2. Out of bounds, no time on the clock. Going into the third period, 2-2. Going into the third period, Kenny Jordan takes down. Hand control off the whistle, he's to his feet. Looking to face, Kenny Jordan scores. It is 3-2, Jordan. Jordan shoots in, back into those double underhooks. Mullins back in the double overs, looks to throw with those double overs, tosses him out of bounds. Minute 48 left to go in the match. Kenny Jordan now with a 1-point lead needs to get active. So he does not bring on any caution or warnings for stalling. He's making some level changes, going after the legs. That will keep them off of that. Back to that collar tie. Changing off, looking for the angle. Fifty-six seconds left to go in the match. Forty seconds, both wrestlers level changing. Knee tapping. Great strategy by Jordan from Lebanon. Doesn't need to put himself in any trouble here. Just needs a level change. Stay on the attack. Keep those stalling calls away with 32 seconds left to go. Looks like he can do it. But he has been warned. He has been warned for stalling. With 22 seconds left to go in the match. Another warning for stalling. Wouldn't give Mullins a point, and he is backing. He's being chased down by Mullins. 10 seconds left to go. He takes a shot. He takes a shot in there to pretty much save himself from getting that stalling call. He takes another shot off the whistle. Gets himself in bad position, but keeps himself out of the stalling call. Gets in a scramble with 3 seconds left to go. He's in the front headlock, and that is the match. We are switching over to mat 4. This has been Rod Lone for BroadcastSports.net, bringing you action at the Indiana High School Wrestling State Finals. I will be turning you over to Randy Mitchelling, hopefully talking to you tomorrow.
Moving over to mat 4 here, match 111. Between Wes Ault and Chico Adams. I'd like to thank Rod Lone for his work tonight as he heads out. Rod Lone did a good job. His first time ever broadcasting, so I'd like to thank him for coming out tonight.
Back to the match here in map four. Wes Aller and Chico Adams. 1-0. 1-0. Adams is up. Adams is in the darker blue. Nothing yet. Takedown, Chico. Yeah, gave him the takedown buzzer. He wins 3-0. Up next on map four, from Goshen, Jason Edlund, the record of 38-3, and Dexter Larimore, 37-0, two-time state runner-up at 275. Dexter Larimore is playing Division I football next year. Not sure where, but he was on Maryville's very successful football team this year. Okay, here we go, the start of the match. This will be match 112. Fish is supposed to be the final match tonight, but it's not. Dexter Larimore moving into him. Circle. Kind of just tying up. Both got the collar tie. Shot, Larimore. Takedown, 2-0, Larimore leads. And not out of bounds yet. Out of bounds. Larimore leads Edlund 2-0 with 1:19 left to go here in the first period. Larimore going for a tilt. Edlund rolls through, nothing out of it. Larimore with another tilt, nothing. Score still 2-0. Cross face by Larimore, going to his bundle. As Edlund on his back. Dexter Larimore has Edlund on his back, and that's a fall. So Dexter Larimore is looking to go to the finals here so he can avenge his two losses at 275 state finals. Larimore advances. We're going to move over here to Matt number three. We got 215-pound matchup between Adam Green of Snyder and Jonathan Seeger of Jasper. Currently, it's tied 0-0 with 13 seconds left to go here in the first period of action. Still 0-0, 7 seconds left. Green's in the black with yellow stripes, and Seeger is the black with the gold stripes. Sorry about that. Kind of got confused. Second period, the Green chooses down after Seeger defers. Green comes up to his feet, headlock, tries to throw him, slips, one point escape. Got blood time for Seeger. Scores 1-0, second period. Green of Snyder and Seeger of Jasper. Both are seniors. Green is 38-7, and Seeger is 41-1. Blood time here. While we have blood time, I'd like to thank some of our sponsors. I'm looking for a commercial paper. Oops. They're somewhere here. Right here. We're back here to the action. Sorry about that. We'll thank sponsors later. Green stands up and faces nothing. Here at the 215-pound match between Green and Seeger. Green leads 1-0. Both wrestlers out of bounds, no points awarded. Scores 1-0, Adam Green up from Snyder. Ties up, inside collar tie. Goes for the trip. Nothing. Seeger tries to throw with a counter. Still nothing. 30 seconds left to go. Seconds left. End of the second period, 1-0, Adam Green. Here's your 189 first round winners. Taylor Veck of Vincent Lincoln, Jeremiah Maggart of Penn, Joe Gibson of Northridge, Christopher Barnheiser, Union County, Chad Finn of Leo, Kenny Jordan of Lebanon, Luke Watkins of North Central Indianapolis, and Travis Dale McCutcheon. Your 189 first round winners. Back to our 215 match between Green and Seeger. .130 left and counting. Green up by one. 1 point escape for Seeger. Tied at ones. Still 1-1. Shot by Seeger. Nice block by Green. Back on their feet. And Green shoots them out of bounds. And we're back in the middle. 1:12 left to go here in this 215-pound matchup. It's going to look crazy out here. One minute and counting, tied 1-1. Out of bounds, both on their feet. Ones. Over.
40 seconds left to go, 1-1. Seeger steps up and throws Green. He's up 3-1. 30 seconds left to go. Green needs an escape or reversal to stay alive in this match. 20 seconds left to go. Seeger leads 3-1. Out of bounds. 15 seconds left. Adam Green and Fulane Snyder down by 2. 3-1. 15 seconds. Had the advantage most of the match. Seeger got a third period escape and a third period takedown. Green tries to switch. 10 seconds. 1 point escape. On their feet, 1 second. Nothing. And Seeger. Jonathan Seeger Jasper wins decision 3-2 over Adam Green of Snyder in Snyder's career. The next matchup on mat 3, Matt Whitey of Mount Vernon Fortville and Brian Pollan of Caston. Matt Whitey is 38-2 and Brian Pollan is 39-3. It's a 215-pound matchup. Take down Whitey, Mount Vernon, 2-0. .130 left to go here in the first period. 215-pound matchup. Whitey's got an arm across the back. Just driving. Nothing really there. Trying to work it, he's got to get off his knees and drive. Goes back behind, lifts the near ankle. Pollan steps up, nothing there. Changes over up to his feet. Back down. Whitey's running on top, covering the hips. Going for the half Nelson, looks like. Both wrestlers kind of stalling it out here. Not much action going on. It's 2-0, 20 seconds left in the first period. Whitey runs him out of bounds. .17 seconds, Whitey up 2-0. Armbar across the back, 3-2-1. That's the end of the first period. The score is 2-0, Mount Vernon Fortville. Matt Whitey is leading Brian Pollan of Caston. Gets a choice, he defers. Pollan chooses top. Whistle blows up to his feet. Pollan brings it back down. Why are you trying to get up to his feet? Squares him.
Nothing yet. Reversal two for Whitey. Up 4-0. Minute 30 left to go. Four to zero, minute 10 left to go in the second period of action. Seconds. Whitey's on top, he's got a near leg hooked. Pollen stands up. Keeps them down. Matches are coming to a close here in Conseco. Coming down the last couple matches of the night before we shut down and go to sleep and wake up and come back. Seconds left. Whitey up 4-0. Trying to run the near wrist series. He pulls it out on his back. Whitey trying to run a near wrist series. Once again, and that's the end of the second period. Whitey up 4-0, going in the final period of action here at the Conseco Fieldhouse. Whitey stands up and gets an escape, up 5-0, and takedown 7-0. He's slowly closing the door on this match. Pollen's got to do something to get himself back in this match. Wow, good match down here on mat 4. Good match down here on mat 4. Genter just got a point from Jacob Ream to go up 2-1 with 8 seconds left to go in the match. 8 seconds left to go. Genter's down. Been warned for stalling. Back here in your 2:15 match and match 3, match 102 between Matt Whitey and Brian Pollen. Someone just got ejected. Muncie Central kid is. Seconds left to go here in this 2:15 matchup between Whitey and Pollen. Pollen's up. Pollen's down. 7-2 with reversal there. Seconds left. Whitey from Mount Vernon advances with a 7-2 victory over Brian Pollen. We're going to go down to our final match of the night. Down on mat 4. Down to the big heavyweights. Match 110. Andrew Quintana of Mount Vernon Fourville and Travis Thomas of Whiteland. Final match of the night, folks. Down to the big boys. Matt Four. Taken out of bounds, 0-0, still the score. Out there dancing. Whiteland's Travis Thomas had a single leg there, just couldn't finish it. Shoots again. Both on their feet. Quintana kind of just throwing Thomas around there. Zero, 0-0 here in the heavyweight match. Both wrestlers on their feet. Warning. Red, white, and Travis Thomas just got warned for stalling. That was a quick one there after he had shot there for a while. Kind of quick there on the official. Another shot. Thomas of Whiteland keeps it backing, but he shoots. Got a low inside single. Trying to come out the back. He's fleeing the mat. Travis Thomas fled the mat. No points awarded either way. That had to hurt. Whiteland's Travis Thomas is. He got the air knocked out of him. As you can tell, Travis Andrew Quintana is going out of bounds and fell right on his back. Heavyweight matchup down here. Zero, 0-0. 18 seconds left to go here in the first period. No points awarded. 0-0. 9 seconds left to go here in the final match of the night. Travis Thomas of Whiteland and Andrew Quintana of Mount Vernon, Fortville. End of the first period. The score is 0-0 at the end of the first period here in match 110. Quintana chooses down. We're going to get a caution. Green. Which I think is Quintana. I don't see the ankle brace on these heavies. Which is Quintana. Hey, it's always good to be anxious on bottom. Always good to be anxious. And trying to get a reversal on top. Quintana. Nothing yet. Still looking for the reversal. And he's got no points awarded. Wow. I thought maybe at least an escape. Score 0-0. Minute 29 left to go here in the second period of action. Kind of a close match down here in heavyweight. Finally, escaped by Andrew Quintana. Puts him up 1-0. 1:22 left to go here in the period. I out of bounds. 1:15 left to go. One minute left in the second period. 1-0, Quintana leads Thomas. We got overtime on mat one. Match 106 between Brian Beener of Benton Central and Brian Frush of Whitco. 47 seconds left to go here in the second period. 1-0, Quintana. Locking up front. Shoots the outside. Both on their feet. 19 seconds left to go here in the second period. 1-0, Quintana leads. Both on their feet, going for a tie, 15 seconds. Four, three, two, nothing. Out of bounds, nothing. 1-0 at the end of the second period of action. And we have a winner on mat one. Brian Beener of Benton Central. Benner of Benton Central takes out Brian Frush to win that match. So we're down here to the final match down here between Travis Thomas and Andrew Quintana. Everyone's waiting on them. I can relate to this, folks. Back in, I had to wrestle. There's a lot of times I was the last guy wrestling in rounds. For some reason, my mat would always be the slowest mat, be the last one wrestling. It's a good feeling, though. From what people are left, they're all still watching you. Got blood time down here on mat. Got blood time down here on mat four. Got some updated brackets here. At 215 pound winners are Matthew Bogard of John Glenn with a fall. Cody Johnson of Franklin Community, 11-2. James Edwards of Jennings County, 5-2. Eddie Mobley of Beech Grove, 7-2 Tech Fault. Jonathan Singer of Jasper, 3-2. Matt Whitey, Mount Vernon Fortville, 7-2. Pat Day of Mishawaka, fallen 42 seconds. And Caleb Vandeman of Whiteland, 5-2 decision. Quintana tries to set him back. Still 1-0 down here in this heavyweight matchup. 1-1. Travis Thomas gets an escape. Quintana's working into him. Thomas has already been one for stalling once. Oh, he shoots. Out of bounds, nothing. Both still on their feet. Sorry about not moving the camera there. Quintana works in on him. Travis Thomas is circling. Shoots in, grabs the leg. Work out of bounds. Tied 1-1 with a minute 30 left to go here in this match. Be nice if the refs weren't standing in our way, but we're going to have to try to film through them. Still 1-1. Minute 15 left to go here. Stalling warning for Quintana. Score's tied 1-1. 1 minute left to go here in the action. Sorry about the referee interference here, folks, but they're quite stubborn and won't move out of the way. So the score is 1-1, minute left to go here in the final match of the night, folks. More blood time for Andrew Quintana. And here we go again. Travis Thomas shoots in, gets a leg, scattered up. Both on their feet. Thomas throws them out of bounds. He just tosses them. Score's tied 1-1. Still tied 1-1. 35 seconds left to go here in the 275-pound match. 30 seconds. Both still on their feet. Both been more for Stallings. I think it's going to come down to who works the hardest the last 30 seconds. May not come down to a takedown. May come down to a stalling point, folks. I know if I'm one of these guys, I'm attacking hard. Don't give the other guy an opportunity. This is for a state medal here. You know, just got to keep wrestling hard. Nothing yet. It looks like they're... Nothing. I can't even see, but I can tell there's nothing. 4, 3, 2, 1. No points awarded. From here, it looked like a takedown for a couple seconds, but kind of crazy. So tied 1-1. Overtime. Map 4. One to one, 45 seconds. Both wrestlers have been one for stalling. It's a good matchup down here in the heavyweight. Close one down here. Nothing yet. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, nothing. Double overtime. Double overtime. Map 4. His first state medal, and Quintana scored first in regulation, so he will get the choice, and he chooses down. The deal is, Quintana gets away, he wins. Thomas holds him down, he wins. Up to his feet right away, and he gets his escape. Quintana goes crazy out there, folks. And that's your final match of the night. Andrew Quintana, Mount Vernon, advances to the state tournament. That's the final match of the night, folks. If you like what you saw tonight, please tune back in tomorrow on BroadcastSport.net. And we'll have action all day long. Planning on doing both rounds, two feeds. Listen to Al Smith or Corey. Or you can listen to my feed with Randy Michelin and Rod Lone. I'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight. Verizon Wireless, Hawkins Water Tech, Mapletronics, Indiana Secondary Market, First Savings Bank, Weaver Electric, Edward Jones, Flix Home Plate, Awnings Unlimited, Ken Shertall, and Ace Mechanical. Dr. Jeff Hybert congratulates the Penn Kingsmen and the New Prairie Cougars. Wow, I can't even read.
No, they don't teach the Street Northern. Congratulations to Ben Kingsman and the New Prairie Cougars is Dr. Jeff Hivert and staff. Dr. Hivert is located at 132 East Michigan Street, New Carlisle. Give him a call at 654-8822. Best of luck. The Family Barbershop, sending out the best of luck to the Mishawaka Cavemen wrestlers, is the Family Barbershop, located at 221 North Main Street, Mishawaka. The Family Barbershop is owned and operated by Jerry Bradenburg and Mr. Roger Finney. Give them a call at 255-5171 to set up your next appointment. Jeff's Sinkovitz, attorney at law. Jeff Sinkovitz, attorney at law in Peru, Indiana, specializes in family and criminal law. Mr. Sinkovitz is wishing all local wrestlers representing Miami County the best of luck. Contact Jeff Sinkovitz, attorney at law, at 472-4349. The Floor Gallery. The Floor Gallery, located at 403 East Mishawaka Avenue, specializes in all your flooring needs. No job is too big or too small for the Floor Gallery. The Floor Gallery wishes the area wrestlers the best. Call for Floor Gallery at 255-1967. Reed's Flea Market. Reed's Flea Market, located in Paw Paw, Michigan, owned and operated by Corey Sinkovics, is sending out good luck to all dedicated athletes who have worked hard to get to the state wrestling finals. Reed's Flea Market is open from mid-April through October on Saturdays and Sundays. Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry. Dr. Scott Hewitt and Dr. Jeff Feltzer from Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry proudly congratulates all local wrestlers for the Mishawaka and the South Bend area. If you are wrestling with the toughest of seeing a dentist, call 255-5630. The Michiana Center for Restorative Dentistry offers, among other services, laser and cosmetic dentistry. They accept most insurance plans and Medicaid. Well, we'd like to wrap it up here from Conseco Fieldhouse. I'd like to thank our technical director, Daryl Yall, along with Rod Lone for broadcasting, Al Smith, and Corey Sinkovics. And I'm Randy Michelin, and we will see you tomorrow. Save or not? No.